Welcome to the Boston Red Sox News Feed Report for July 16th, 2018. This is Michael Cetapani reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox continue to play good baseball as they are winners of 11 of 12 as they head into the All-Star break with a 4.5-game lead over the New York Yankees for the AL East lead. The weekend did not start well, though, for Boston as Rick Porcello got absolutely crushed Friday night. After the Red Sox took an early 1-0 lead on the Blue Jays, Porcello gave up 3 runs in the top of the second to put them into a 3-1 hole. The Sox offense came charging back in the second, scoring 5 runs for the 6-3 lead. Unfortunately, in the top of the third, Porcello once again could not hold the lead. He gave up 2 homers in the inning before being pulled, allowing 8 runs in just 2 innings, allowing 7 hits with 4 walks and 2 strikeouts. The Sox made it a 1-run game after a Mitch Moreland RBI single in the 4th, but that was as close as they got as the Blue Jays pulled away in the later innings, scoring 3 runs in the 8th and 2 in the 9th to end the Red Sox winning streak at 9 games. On Saturday, the Red Sox got back into the win column, but it did not come easy. J.D. Martinez homered to put the Sox up 1-0 in the 4th. It appeared that was all E-Rod would need as he was in cruise control for most of the game. However, in the 6th inning, Rodriguez was involved in a collision at first base and was removed from the game with an ankle injury. Manager Alex Cora provided an update on E-Rod and said that there is significant ligament damage in the ankle and was placed on the disabled list. E-Rod will not require surgery, but will be evaluated in 2 weeks for an update and will likely require a walking boot. The Blue Jays took a 2-1 lead in the 7th off of Joe Kelly, who has been slumping lately coming out of the bullpen. The Sox were able to tie the game in the 9th, though, off of Blue Jays closer Tyler Clippard on back-to-back doubles by Bogarts and Jackie Bradley Jr. Then in the 10th, the Sox would walk off with the win as Bogarts launched a grand slam for a 6-2 victory. This is Bogarts' 3rd grand slam of the season. On Sunday, the Red Sox turned to Brian Johnson looking to head into the All-Star break on a high note. Johnson was solid for 4.2 innings as his only blemish was giving up a 2-run homer to Teoscar Hernandez. The Sox took the lead in the bottom half of the 5th with a double by JBJ and an RBI ground out by Bogarts. They added an insurance run in the bottom of the 6th on an RBI single by Brock Holt for a 5-2 lead. It will remain that way throughout as the bullpen pitched 4.1 scoreless innings with Craig Kimbrell picking up his 30th save of the season. Before looking ahead, if you love winning money and playing fantasy baseball, then you should play Draft. I love fantasy sports and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast, easy way is just how I like to do it, and that's what Draft does for me. I love that you can just log in and pick your guys and not worry for the rest of the night. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com. For a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use promo code RedSoxBeat. That's right, play real money game for free just using promo code RedSoxBeat. The Red Sox will not play again until Friday as they are off for the All-Star break. The Sox first series after the All-Star break will be on the road in Detroit against the Tigers. But before we get to games after the All-Star break, some players who will be playing before then are Chris Sale, Craig Kimbrell, Mookie Betts, Mitch Moreland, and J.D. Martinez. They all will be in Washington to participate in the All-Star game on Tuesday. The Home Run Derby is tonight as no Red Sox players are involved in that. First pitch of the All-Star game is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned to CLNS for all your Red Sox news and notes and follow our Twitter account at Red Sox CLNS. This has been Michael Cetapani reporting for CLNS.